Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome, everyone, to the Tuesday edition of the Three Martini Lunch. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Jim Garrity is on vacation. Daniel Foster is on assignment. Others are on assignment or on vacation. And so we hope to have someone from National Review for you for the Wednesday edition of the Three Martini Lunch. You are stuck with me for the abbreviated version here. I still have three martinis in front of me. Number one, this is very good news in terms of the balance of power coming up for the 2014 elections, and that is that South Dakota Democratic Senator Tim Johnson, not a huge surprise, has decided not to run for a fourth term, hanging it up after three terms, first elected in 1996. I had a very serious health scare with a stroke, I believe it was in 2006. He came back to function quite well, still had issues with speech and certainly mobility, but by all accounts, he and his office were able to serve the constituents of South Dakota pretty effectively. But this opens up an excellent opportunity for a Republican and hopefully very conservative pickup in South Dakota, which would nibble away at that margin of six seats that Republicans need to pick up to regain the majority in 2014, a tall order to say the least, especially after giving ground by two seats in the 2012 Senate races. But there is already pretty much the Republican candidate ready to go here, and that's a former very popular South Dakota Republican Governor Mike Rounds. He was already in this race long before we had a final announcement from Senator Johnson, although I think Rounds is probably expecting this. The field will pretty much be cleared for him, and we'll see who the Democrats come back with. Their bench is not real deep right now. And of course, we thought that the open seat in North Dakota in 2012 was going to go the conservatives' way as well. That did not happen. But Mike Rounds has a much deeper reservoir of respect and goodwill from the people of his state than Rick Berg did in North Dakota, who had just been elected to the House in 2010 and then immediately made the leap to the open Senate seat, or at least tried to, in 2012. So good news for conservatives there. Looks like Mike Rounds would be the very heavy favorite to pick up that seat for the GOP. On to martini number two now, and as good as the news looks in South Dakota, the news does not look very good for Florida Governor Rick Scott. According to a relatively recent public policy polling survey that came out on March 19th, Florida GOP Governor Rick Scott, who's been all over the map on public approval and now has raised the ire of many conservatives in his state by endorsing Medicaid expansion, that's still not enough to win back some favor from those in the middle and those on the left in his state. It is a PPP poll, but he's still only at 33% approval compared with 57% disapproval. And up against Charlie Crist, who will probably run as a Democrat, Scott is down 12 points, and not just 12 points, 52-40, which means that Charlie Crist has already got a majority of support. Again, it is a PPP poll, and it is very early, but not looking good. If you're Rick Scott or Republicans trying to hang on to the governor's office in Florida. And finally, just as our kicker, as it has been for so much and so often over the weeks since sequestration kicked in, just the contrast between what the White House deems necessary to cut and the lifestyle of the president and his family. The latest example of that is the presidential daughters. We don't like to throw them into the political mix too much, but they are currently vacationing over spring break at Atlantis in the Bahamas. Meanwhile, spring break kids here in Washington, D.C., unable to get a simple tour of the White House. So while we don't know exactly who's paying for the trip, we do know that there's Secret Service protection and other things on that trip that are paid for by you and me. So enjoy that, ladies and gentlemen, especially if you've had your vacation plans to Washington, D.C. altered by the sequester and the canceled White House tours. Rumor has it the Easter egg roll is still on, but who knows? And there it is, a very quick and abbreviated three martini lunch, good, bad, and crazy as usual. I showered and everything today. Not sure why I couldn't find a friend from National Review to join me, but we certainly hope that that will be the case tomorrow when we're back for one of our regular, more traditional editions of the three martini lunch.